Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. For today's session, I want to talk about getting delightfully in sync with the universe. Now, this is really the key to tapping into attracting endless magic and miracles to your life. Because you see, when we are in sync with the flow of the universe, we can attract anything we desire to ourselves with little to no effort at all. The key to understanding this is to understand that truly the universe vibrates at an exceedingly high resonance. And in fact, every single quantum particle, atomic structure, and molecular infrastructure all vibrate to a very similar resonance. This resonance is the most powerful force in the universe, and it is known as delight. It is the reason why we're here. It's the reason why we exist, and it is the reason why we continue to create one another into being. Because we so delight in each other's expressions, joys, and celebrations of spirit. When you are in sync with the universe, you will be asked to throw caution to the wind and dance to your own delightful heart song in the glistening light. Full moon, vulnerable and naked to one and all. It sounds very scary for many people to be vulnerable, to be open, to be allowed to be viewed without a filter. It took me a very long time to get past my fear of publishing my books. Really, because to be so vulnerable, to be so viscerally open and naked about my spiritual journey was one of the most difficult things for me to reveal about myself. And yet what I have found when I finished writing Awakening the Goddess was that if I had not published it, if I do not release it to the world, how many women will continue to hide themselves and their true infinite nature? How many men, how many people would consider and continue to believe that it is not okay to reveal that aspect of yourself, the deeper aspect of yourself? Yet, as soon as you do so, when you start to step into your light and stop doubting yourself, you have no trouble dancing naked in the glistening, beautiful moonlight, because it delights your heart to do so. You become a muse for the universe to seduce, and the universe itself becomes your muse to entangle, to dance, and to seduce all night long.
And once you fall head over heels into delight, getting in sync with the universe is effortless. You'll be skipping along and enjoying the wild ride on the very flow of universal life force itself. So how does one embark upon this journey? How does one experience this? Well, it all begins with waking up to your own inner delightful nature. Your heart starts to soften and open up to endless possibilities when your inner delightful nature awakens. Just like a beautiful flower blooming might be caressed and teased into opening its secret blossom by the morning sun's rays and the dancing dew. This creates such a yearning within your very essence to bloom outwards and stretch to your fullest potential, enabling you to attract others that are in that same resonance, that same pattern, that same expansion of growth. Indeed, your delightful being whispers to you of endless possibilities. It teases your soul, gently reminding you of a universe filled with infinite magic and miraculous synchronicities that awaits only your discovery. When we learn to breathe consciously, we can take a moment to wake up to our own infinite inner delight. We can learn to listen to its wisdom, heed its guidance, and follow its direction along a pathless path that continues to ebb and flow as one climax to another. In the throes of ecstasy, we find ourselves where we once lost ourselves. We can learn to tap into that flow and ebb of ecstatic universal delight, and use that delight to direct and transform every part of our lives. It is indeed this universal force that our delightful nature is connected to. The universe calls out to the child in us all to follow its voice, to follow its Pied Piper dancing law, to lose ourselves to its playfulness in the early light of dawn. It plays a song upon your heart, this Pied Piper of delight calling you to your infinite being, begging you to come out and play with bare feet, to traipse through the dewy meadows of bliss, arm in arm, in infinite oneness. Happiness is the experience of the bliss of being in the infinite wealth of oneness, to realize and wonder at the billions of twinkling diamonds in the night sky, and how we both own and manifest one another through our oneness of being. Nay, not own, but share. And to realize that the only giants and masters know how to tread very lightly through the forest floors of the earth, careful not to disrespect that of our own creation and in our stewardship. For when we live in honor and bliss with all of life, are we called to dance the wild dance of the rich abundance found in the autumn dew and the autumn leaves, frolicking with us in the breeze. Yea, the breath of the infinite divine reaches through the heart of a physical entity and stirs up the creativity, stimulating inspiration and manifesting the building blocks of our reality, giving life to form, animating the inanimate, stimulating an unimaginable reality, whispering of the impossibilities that could be made real, impossibilities beyond our very comprehension itself, that reveals its full tonality and luminosity only to an open heart. The journey of man has been steeped with care as he has staggered and stagnated under the weight of an imagined dream, of heavy belief systems, of wrongdoings and righteousness, of judgment and denial. A dream in which the twin weights of responsibility and duty were shackled to his feet, enslaved and tortured. To the one who awakens from this dream of duty comes instead the revelation that life is indeed beauty, and that the never-ending adventure and the epiphany of discovery of the delightful self through our environment is but a tantalizing and exciting journey into the very heart of the infinite abyss itself. How do we begin to awaken our infinite nature? It begins by taking a longer view about your entire life. Awakening your delightful nature begins by choosing to delight in the mundane, the mediocre, and the troublesome. It extends to expecting the sublime and the miraculous and the littlest nuances throughout life. As you sit here now, listening, in the stillness, the abyss, ask yourself, why? Why are you here? The answer is simple. It is the one great question that has eluded philosophers, scientists, and great teachers alike. Its answer is so deceptively simple that it has become the greatest cosmic joke played upon humanity itself. Tell yourself now, and just for today, I am delightfully in sync with my infinite nature and all of my beautiful creations that exist around. Wherever I go, I will act as if this place was created just for me. Wherever I live, I will act as if my home, even if I have none, was created just for me to live. Wherever I work, act as if my workplace and all my co-workers are there for me to endlessly delight in. Take a larger view beyond the ills of the day that bother you. Step beyond your limited view. Take a breath in and out and ask yourself, what would my delightful Buddha nature do? The Laughing Buddha, Putai, also known as Budai, secretly known as the Buddha of the future, or Maitreya, was known for throwing his head back and laughing in the midst of the most traumatic of circumstances. He always knew how to find the light and the delight in any place. He could turn any trouble or problems miraculously into gifts, because he separated circumstances and problems from himself and maintained their separateness as nothing more than mere reflections in a moment of time. Maitreya reminds us to embrace delight and laughter as our daily choices, making them as automatic as our morning routine. Indeed, delight remains to this day the fastest path to total enlightenment. Be bliss. Be joy. Be love. Be delight. Be as one.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcast, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.